Correct? If you guys aren't keeping up, I'm not going to keep up doing this.
I'm rarely able to be here. Special soliciting is here today.
Okay. All right, so on, I think that's where we did our chazar, we did our simonim too, right? All right, so now getting on to Chav Beis. So in the Chav Beis, basically we have the dinim of, let's actually start back with Chav Aleph, because if you recall what we were doing, we were talking about in Perek Mishamesei, those who are mu'ukav mikriya. Those who are unable to read Kriyat Shema. Now we started off unable because of greater demands of Kavod. So we had the din of Mace, which brought us into Bechlal, din of Kavod HaMace, Amati Makal Kalotam, and so on. That was Yud Ches Yud Tes. And this continued on, on to Chav, where we also came to those who, because of their life role, whether it's permanent or current, such as Nashim, Ketanim, Avadim, and so on, also don't read, or not chuyav to read. And then we got on to this last piece, which is because of current circumstances, bodily circumstances, that to do with Baal Keri, or, as we'll see, there's external circumstances, which refers to Tzoah, Shetan, and the area in which a person is davening. Obviously, these are interrelated, because these are bodily functions as well, although it's not, doesn't create a state in the body. But it does, it certainly follows directly from Baal Keri. It makes sense to go from Baal Keri and then downwards to impact on the environment rather than only on oneself in terms of the whole process of cleansing one's bowels. So we started off on Chaf Aleph. We had the dinim, the Mishnah over there at the end, right before, was Baal Keri Maharer Belibo, and that led us into the sugya of whether he were kedibur or not, the dinim of different brachas, brachas amazin, before, after, brachas atera, the question whether kriyashma is drabana deyaraisa, because to make nafkaminas, and what's mutter for Yerubal Keri, which we may have made nafkaminas, will got be suffic, because of the deyaraisa, you'll be chayzer, and the rabbani won't be chayzer, which got us into the different elements of levels of kedusha. You say kedusha biyachid or not, what's the minig dashti betoch b'nei Yisrael? All this makes sense in terms of the overall hakpod on levels of kedusha, which is the Baal Keri. Chav Beis actually talks about the dinim of the tire of a Baal Keri, where you would need that tire. So the dinim of Chav Beis revolve around the tisha kavim, where you need tisha kavim, where you get along without tisha kavim. Then we went into the details of Baal Keri. Is it in terms of an ones or margil? Is it a chela or a bori? We went to the various stages of the gezerah, what the original Takana Ezra was, what the additions to Takana Ezra were, and whether they still retain their chiyuvim bisman hazeh. That led us into being semech on the three zakenim that were makel and various inyanim. So we had Lagabe Kilayim, we had Lagabe Resh Sagez, and we had Rabbi Yudim Emeser Lagabe, the din of a Baal Keri, that we don't have to be makbid on Takanas Ezra anymore. And so the simon that I think we could use for the daf, if Chav Beis can be pronounced Kav, so it reminds you of Tisha Kavim, so you have Tisha Kavim v'shlosha zakenim. And that way you have basically the beginning and end of the daf. We ended here with the Mishnah, which is the fourth Mishnah in our Perek, which is the Mishnah we quoted before, that if he's in the middle of davening and he remembers that he's about Keri, what the din is of Yorad Litvo, which led us into the sugya of the Mayim HaRoim, and that Mayim HaRoim ends up being Chisurim Mechasra and talks about Shetan, Meraglayim, and so this is the transition now into the next piece of the Perek, which is people who can't read Kriyat Shema because of external circumstances that are triggered by this transitional Mishnah. So on the Chav Gimel, as we started at the bottom of the daf, we started about what happens if a person loses control of his urine. So Mayim Shotatim Al Birkav. Then we got into the question of if he needs to move his bowels, what the Diniz Lagabe Tvila, Nitzach Linakavav. Which brought us, Mamela, to general bathroom dinim. Can you walk in with your tefillin into the bathroom? And what's the halacha about the kiss of the tefillin? Is hazmana something that gives a din of a bathroom, even though you're not there, asmana for kis, is the original way that we bring it, even if you never used it for your tefillin, is it considered to be a kis shel tefillin? So I think probably the nice way of remembering this daf is that kids love referring to excrement as kaki, which is chav gimel, you have kaki, right? And therefore you can remember that the daf is tsoa, sheten, or bemeraglayim, and beta kise, which really puts it all together in a kid's mind. I mean, this is where that early, you know, gishmak of bathroom jokes and so on comes from. Chav dalet. So chav dalet, the inyonim that we have chav dalet moves on from the inyonim of excrement and so on into the other elements of ahoyim achanecha kodesh, is the lo yirebecha ervat davar. So the shaila is the presence of erva. This is an extremely important daf. Talks about the issues of isha, tefach b'isha erva, sar b'isha erva, kol b'isha erva, shok b'isha erva, what the din is of agavot, what the din is in shnayim derashayim b'mita together, and the dinim of, we get on to further dinim, which are suitability, things that you do that are not your fault, sneezing and yawning and burping and so on and so forth. You know, so we're going down here in terms of bodily functions. And finally, mevaot ha-metunafim, that just get thrown in at the end. So I think maybe a nice simon, as we spoke about the raya, that kolam istakel b'isha filo be'etzpa ketana, was why is the Torah makish the takshitim that are intimate takshitim with takshitim that are not intimate takshitim. But the number of takshitim of a kala, it says a 24, this is esrim v'arba takshite kala. So Mamela Dabchot Dal reminds you that kumaz, which is the kan makom zima, so kumaz erva mifahet. It's sort of boring kind of erva just to have a kumaz, because after it's a chastity belt, what are you going to do? So that reminds you of your chavdalet takshitim, and then you remember the various elements that are erva, and then the din of piuk, which reminds you of itush, piuk, the different types of itush, and lamala, lamata, you know, rak, betoch hatfila, and so on. Moving on to daf chavhei, now once we were talking about these lower level bodily functions, forget about we get to reach, so bad smells, the difference between a reach sheyesh lo ikar, reach sheein lo ikar, chazir, even a clean chazir, chazir overes, what's the halacha if somebody's carrying out a garbage pail in front of you, it's not a yirushus, the comparison to the din of tumas negoyim, somebody that's oimed, the bringing a raya. Now this is where we get we actually talk about the psukim for the first time in detail. So we have the lo yirebecha ervat davar, the contrast between the ri'ya and between the v'ahoyim achanecha kodesh, which is not in terms of ri'ya, which leads to the test tube of erva, so to speak, and the test tube of tzoa, the difference between them, erva ba'ashashit, tzoa ba'ashashit, the nafkamina between v'chiseta in terms of tzoa, the yat yelecha and yate tiyelecha, Fisita versus it shouldn't be wet, shear of wet, Rishumanika, Tofea Kamanat Latviak, all of these things are here. Therefore, I think a good simon would be Chafhei is Koamar Hashem. It's talking about now the actual psukim. Amud Vyated, a strong thing that you have to remember is Lo Yerabachaivat, Davar, Vayamachanecha Kadosh. Of course, there's also, unfortunately, Maramis to Amud of Sheten. And Yatet Yelech Ala Zeinecha. Okay, that sort of wraps up our perek. Other than the fact that it was the Mishnah that really keeps on to the next Dom, and you have to remember the Zav Shorah Keri, but we dealt with it earlier. So now getting on to Daf Chav Vav, which is the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, and this is a perek that discusses the Zmanei HaTfila and the Kavonas of tefillah, the meaning of kavana and tefillah, and also, interestingly enough, double meaning to kavana is also direction. So it's direction of mind, and it's direction of facing. And that actually has, you know, places where you have to face, and if you can't face, you use your mind, and that sugya b'chlal leads into the sugya of where you can be mechavinus libo, or whether you can be whether you can be oimed yourself, that you're ready to be mechavin before you daven. So on Daf Chavav, we start off with the Tfilas HaShachar, get on to the concept of Tashlumin, the various approaches as to whether Tashlum is an extension of the Zman HaTfila, or Tashlumin is actually a makeup of the other Tfila, which we said was a big machlok, because we've shown him with a lot of nafkaminas la locha. And there already we started talking about the what the mocker is of the tefila, the chalal. Where did we begin? Is it from the avos? Is it connected to the karbonos? So the question is, did we take our cue from the avos, which is chavav? And therefore you'll remember that tefilat hashachar me'uvat avot connected. You've got a screwed up davening in the morning, then the avot are definitely against that, which reminds you, of course, that this is parak tefilat hashachar, mu'uvat lo yochal litkon, which is the din of tashlumin, where you run out of tashlumin, or is it avos tiknum, or is it keneged karbonos tiknum? Okay. And going on now on to Daf Chav Zayin. Now here, the way that we saw the structure, the hidden structure, is that we are talking also about kovet, but this time kovet of chaverim, and taking into consideration the possibility of error. Remember that the tefillah of Rav Nechum ben Hakana was the way that people enjoy other people making mistakes. And that was part of his tefillah, that he shouldn't be sameach in the other person's mistake, they shouldn't be sameach in his mistake. But l'maisef, if we take a look, the sugya b'chlal is very much involved in ta'uyot. So we have, first of all, the ta'ut, if somebody thought it was dark before it was dark, it was Makabal Shabbos, and Shabbos early, is a ta'ut chozer, is a ta'ut not chozer. We have the ta'ah and the birkas haminin, whether we have to be malim because he can't seem to say it correctly. We have a ta'ut in all kinds of other things. He forgot to say mashivur chumar negeshem. He forgot to say v'tein talov rafa. He forgot to say e'atar chanantanu and chonin adas. He forgot to say or we have the ta'ah b'yalav on Rosh Chodesh. This is part of a whole structure of Tos throughout the parak, really, which the way we were understanding Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that was his fear. His fear was that he had made a mistake, not that he had done something wrong. Obviously, he had done something wrong, he could have done tshuva. But he couldn't do tshuva on what he thought was right. And that's always your problem. I mean, people talk themselves into their life being right, and it could be ta'ut mila mafreya. So this brings us now to Daf Chav Zayin. Daf Chav Zayin, we talk about Plag HaMincha, and Memel, we get into that, because Plag HaMincha is fundamentally part of the Kabbalah of Shabbos. That is, at what point does the day begin to become the other day? So you could be Makabal Shabbos after Plag HaMincha, which leads into a couple of things. How you look on a state filot. You're going to daven Mincha, you're going to daven and Musa at the same time. Which time? What's the time of Plag HaMincha? What's the, which also Agav talks about the Cham HaShemesh B'Namas of Avram Avinu and of the man. And that brings us to being mispalol shel Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos or shel Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, which is the first toes. It's toes chozer with a tzibur, not matriach a tzibur, toes is chozer with a yochid. What are we mafsik in doing teshuva? When are we mafsik? What are we talking about? Started thinking about something else. What? Why are you saying mafsik? Why did I say mafsik? I don't know what I was thinking. My mind must have went. I've been up all night talking about it. Literally. Okay. So over here, I was thinking that maybe the way to remember the daf, this way it ties into the coming daf, is that Chav Zayin is for the cause. And that means a plug, right? Because this is your cause. This is your pluga. And so plug, Berev Shabbat, led into the fight in the next daf, which at the end of the daf, which was the matching of strengths, which is Karach, right, which is the argument of Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And again, this is more of the Kavot Chaverim issue. So it's matching political strengths. So we could have the simon for Daf Chav Ches, this is Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Mosaf Bechnisato. He added strength. When he came into the Beis HaMedrash, he got everybody behind him and so on. And he added all these people that came into the Beis HaMedrash. So it reminds you of the whole argument that went on over there, and also Bechnisato LeBeit HaMedrash, which is the simen of Reb Nechoni ben HaKadosh Tefila, and the Tefilas HaMusaf. This talks about Zman Tefilas Musafi. So we begin with the big argument about Tefilas Arvis, is it Rishus or Chayva, which led to the big breakdown in the Beis HaMedrash. Oto Talmid, which is Reb Shimon bar Yochai, a reference now to Kavod Chaverim, which he's misaken, again, the way we understood the Remez, the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and there Yisrael, and the Mishnah of Reb Nechoni ben Akona, and his Tefilah Bechnisato LeBeit HaMidrash. Okay, at the end of this, we had the Machlokas again, Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So it's really part of the maneuverings before. There we talked about Zman Tefilas Arvis, which is a Chova. In the Mishnahs, preserved the Machlokas about whether B'chol Yom Shmona Asrei Brachot or B'chol Yom Me'in Shmona Asrei, which leads us into Osa Tefilato Keva, which is again Rabbi Yeshua, the Parashata Ibur, which we don't know what it means, but the idea of Tefilah Ketzara, and what the halach is of somebody who's being rochev al hachamor and where he's supposed to be mechamin. So these are various levels of tefillah. If someone is shaykh to being mechamin, yud ches, as Rabbi Akiva says, say yud ches. If you're shaykh, as the kavanah is less, say avinenu. If you're in a mokum where you can't really be mechamin, say tefillah ketzara. If you're riding and you can't be mechamin literally to face Yerushalayim, we saw this concept of kivun in terms of the windows that Daniel opened. Literally, he was mechavin towards Yerushalayim through the window. Said mechavin as libo. So there were different levels of kavana in which Chazal view kavana as meaning direction, both literal direction and mental direction, and what we would call concentration. They didn't see it concentration. They viewed it as directed mental energy, literally directed. So the Chazal, the idea of kivun is a vector. It's not just concentration. The Western idea of kavana as concentration is a misreading of the whole idea of where Chazal go with the idea of kivun. Mm-hmm. Kivun is aveda, and therefore it leads. It's aspects of bris. Where do I want the world to go? And that's the concept of my kavana. It's not simply to paying attention. Paying attention is other words we have for paying attention, zechira and so on. Kavana is very, very specific, and the West lacks a word for it because they don't ever think in terms of consciousness. So there's no, the idea of directed consciousness is an Eastern concept. It's not, doesn't appear in English bichlals, right? No, seriously, we don't have words for these kind of things. Okay, this leads us on to that Mishnah was on Amud Beis, but on Chavtes we have the description of the, right at the bottom of Chavtes, we talk about the Tikkun HaTfilas and the Seder HaTfilas in Yavne, the story of Shmuel HaKotel, and then in the beginning of the daf, the mistake that he made, or we mala somebody if he makes a mistake in Birkas Aminim, and the whole story of whether something tov can become bad, and the machlokas who Yochanan and Kohen Gadol is, and that takes us on to various dinim of tovs, the difference between the tovs of Birkas Aminim and others. Once we're talking about the various tefillas, we want to have a mocker for the number of tefillas. So on Amud Beis, we started already the number of what are the Ramazim to Yud Ches Brachas, what are the Ramazim to Yud Tes Brachas, according to those three approaches. Here we have what are the Ramazim to seven tefillas on Shabbos, what are the Ramazim to nine tefillas on Rosh Hashanah, what's the Nusach of Avinenu, can you say Avinenu on Matzei Shabbos, can you say Avinenu during the Ramazah Geshamim, are you able to be Kalel other Brachas in Avinenu, where in Avinenu, and so on. And this led us to the Tohuyot, because we're afraid that Osid Latrude, if we're going to include various other things in Avinenu, we're going to mess people up. At the beginning of Avinenu, maybe they could concentrate on it, but at the end, not. And it got us into the various Tohs. Tohs B'Yashem, Tohs B'Chanin Adas, Tohs B'Yala V'Yavo. And then we finally got to explaining what is Osid Filoso Keva. What does it mean? What Keva are we talking about? So we had many different Pshatim, whether it's Dome Kamasuri, whether he doesn't make his tefillah tachanunim, whether he can be mechadish tovar, and the degea very much the time of tefillah, which is the main theme of the whole parak on a simple level, the dimdumei chama. It's not mechavin, his tefillah b'zman dimdumei chama, both in the morning and in the evening, he's considered to have made his tefillah according to the clock, and tefillah sekeva, which we mentioned the Chazon Ish, is beautiful pshat, that anybody who davens by the clock, it's tefillah sekeva, so that if a person is davening nates, he should never be davening according to the clock. His mom is the exact opposite of what everybody does. And this I mentioned to you is a Rambam in a letter, one of the Jews Rambam. And also the Pirush HaMishnayos, that the Zman of Tefillah we're talking about is not Kavua according to the clock. It's Kavua according to responsiveness to Boker V'Erev, which is continuation from the idea of a Shav Chav Kamech on Kriyat Shema. It's amazing.
I get the picture of Luke Skywalker not using the computer when he's in the first Star Wars. We don't need the exact, we need the force.
You know what a great, I'm so sorry. It's a perfect remez to Adelo Yava. I should have included it in the shir. Why didn't you come to the shir, you know, good Nick? 4 hours I'm searching for a good mom.
I probably would have fell asleep then.
But actually, in the shir, sleep was a solution. Yeah, that's why sleep was so central to the whole story of Purim. Was another darshnas amelech, and the Haman is telling that Yishenim min hamitzvos yeshlo amechad, which turns out to be the book of the Beis Hamikdash. Yaakov's going to sleep. There's big rebbeim in Rich's sleeping. That's not a davar pashut. He always feels something's happening to me. It's Shlomo Tavasa. That's the that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the sun go down, so he'll have to sleep. So sleep is an access of Bina, which is an Adelo Yoda, which is exactly what Luke Skywalker was doing there, which is what in searching for Bobby Fischer, the kid has to get away from the board. And only then he can win. You can't look at the pieces and try to figure out what it's going to be. You have to have a sense of the board as a whole. There you go. That's why you're falling asleep all the time. Yeah, I'm dragging you into these details and so on. You've got shots in the hole. Okay, so and then we have also the Chol Parashat Ibur, the various, the cute play on words. And the daf ends with the concept of Tefillat HaDerech, and how Tefillat HaDerech relates to Tefillah Ketzor. We have like different levels of Tefillah. Mamash going down from Yod Ches to Avinenu to Tefillah Ketzorah to maybe, you know, even less. And then the Gemara in the next daf talks about what's the difference. I mean, you can get away with less when, you know, it explains it. No, you have to go back and have to daven again, but you have to do that with Havinenu. Anyway, I think the nice way of remembering this stuff, because it's talking about the minim are always cuts. You know, they're like cult. Cult is a cut. So choftet can be read cut. No, obviously it's the wrong spelling. So that's Shmuel HaKatan Havinenu Kava Ta'a. Shmuel HaKatan taught us to understand what it is we should think about. Ta'ah, those people who go out and hear the Torah. So obviously that's not what it really means, but the Shmuel HaKatan was Koveet, the Baruch of Havinenu, Osa Tefillah Sokeva, and the various dinim of the Torah, Yod and Tefillah. But it's easy to remember the simon by thinking of the story. And then we got into the last half of the parak was talking about literally Kavana and Kivun, the two difference. And first talks about the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzora, and then gets into the business of if you're riding, you're on a boat, you're on a chamor, and looking to Yerushalayim, or being mechaven yodas, keneged Yerushalayim, and then the idea at the end, do you say Musaf not bechover ir, and that continues with Yamudat, so a person should always first see, im yochol lechaven es libo. So then he should be mispal. Any yochel achavin is libo shouldn't be mispal. So I thought maybe the thing is, this is where we bring the marker that we're supposed to be mechavin our tefillah to this place is through the tefillah of Shlomo el hamakom hazeh. Lamed, of course, is to. So le, right? Lamed is always where it is that you're looking to. That's why it's kibun and kavana. El hamakom hazeh is to this place, and that reminds you in both senses. Obviously, the base of Mikdash is a makom, a literal makom, and it's also the place through which your mind goes up. It's not physical, but enables your tefillah to be oila lamala. Okay, those are, I think we have to catch up a little bit. It took longer than usual. Those are our daf, and let's just do a little bit of halacha. Okay?
Just
to make sure,
I guess, with what's happening in the Siman?
Take your cue from the other. Okay? You remember the you're asking what the Siman, what the way to remember the Siman. We have Tfilat HaShachar Mu'uvat Avot Keneged. The Avot are definitely against the screwed up girls.
I'm trying to understand the English equivalent for Kavanah. It's more like an expression of having it on your radar, that's not direction. That's
no. Having it on your radar is that you're aware of it. This is that you're providing direction. Right? A different idea. Where are you headed?
Like a progression? I
don't know. No, what are you going to say? You throw your tefillos to Yerushalayim? What is that supposed to mean? It's almost like, one of science fiction mental things. You mean mechaven your mentality to a place.
Right.
Okay. So let's I see Shabbat Josh is getting nervous. It is pretty late. And but remember, you have an extra hour for Shabbat, so it's
not
as... Are you traveling this week? No?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Going to Tiferet.
I mean, you never know. You might have a Shalom Zohar today.
Right. I'll check it when I get it.
Fine. All right. So I thought maybe instead of going all, we should try to work our way backwards. So the things are still fresh. I mean, so instead of going all the way back, I think we'll go to the Sugya of Tefillin. Going into the bathroom wearing tefillin and so on. It sort of includes a lot of various sugyas together. So and it's also, I don't know, I see Kalman left, but he's very concerned here in the Rova because there's people who wear their tefillin all day long. And he's very nervous about that. So this is one of the questions. And the big question is, what happens when you have to urinate? That is a serious problem. Because, in other words, the Rambam Shita is that because the Gemara said, that Shema Yafiach Behem, or Shema Yifane Behem. So, forget about the question going into the bathroom. We're talking about going into the bathroom, like you say, Arai, Lahashtim, specifically. And we'll see there's big nafkaminas between going into a bathroom Lahashtim, or going into a bathroom without Lahashtim. So the Rambam asers the idea of urinating in tefillin, even in a Beit HaKisei Arai, which by definition means up against a tree. Beit HaKisei Arai is just a way of saying a place that I'm about to create as a Beit HaKisei by using it, and it doesn't have any dinim kavuim as a Beit HaKisei yet. So the Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemara, Shema Yafiach, which the Rambam paskins, Tosfos Tainis, that the only chashash is if you're in a bathroom. But normally if a person is outdoors, so he's urinating against the wall or something, he's certainly not going to relieve himself in such a place. So he's not going to relieve himself. Ramatan is what's the difference, but there's still the Shah Shema Yafiach. Forget about the Shema Yafaneh. Tosis learns that the behavior in a bathroom is different than not in a bathroom. So you're not in a bathroom, there's no chashash, either of Hafacha or of Shema Yafaneh, and he's matir. As long as it's a base, you say, all right. In terms of there's no chashash. The Shulchan Aruch says you should be chashish for the das of the Rambam. Unless there's like a lot of pressure. It's based on tzarech, okay, so you could be semech on the das of the other Rishonim will hold that a tree is not considered to be a chashash of hafacha. The Mishnah Berurah says even those who wear tefillin all the time and are noeh kula are certainly noeh to be morid the shel rosh, because the shel rosh is megula. Nobody allows you to be megala your tefillin in the bathroom. So you should take off the shel rosh. And also we have the other shaila, that if it's not in a bathroom that's kavua, in which case there's a chashash that urine will spatter on you, which if you don't have a makam midron, you don't have a makam of ofra tichoach, you always have to be chashish for that. If you don't have a toilet, you have to be chashish for that. So there you have to take off the shel yad at least part way so that you won't have any urine on the ritzus of the tefillin, because you're mishapshev the yad. Lemaisa, that's not, the point of that is that so noeg bismanazek, because we're pants. So there's no real shifshuf, even in a Beit HaKisei Arai. Now, the other shaila is, can you wear tefillin if you're not intending to urinate? So the Mogen Avraham says that the whole idea, those that are matir, where Ravina says you're allowed to go into a Beit HaKisei, that's Arai. He says, Adarabba, Ravina was being matir, lekula, wearing your tefillin to urinate, but not to urinate, which is very strange. Why? Because how are you supposed to live? I mean, you're going to wear your tefillin. Every time you need to urinate, you have to take off your tefillin, and it's a disaster. Okay, therefore, in order to, his lashon said, she'aim chayav shel adam. I mean, what are you supposed to do? So therefore, they were bedafka matir, because that's considered to be litzorach. But stam to be nichnas, for no reason, into a Beit HaKisei, they were never matir. So it's more chomor, according to him, to go in wearing your tefillin into a bathroom. By the way, as I mentioned, there's a whole shaila with our bathrooms considered to be bathrooms. The chlal. And whether there would be any, there's some that are matir in our bathrooms. But in any event, that's the Magen Avraham. The Rosh, the Rajba, and the Rabbi Yonah are medayik. It says lahashtim, dafka. So they learn, the Gemara comes out and says, Shema Yafiyah Behem. Why doesn't the Gemara say it's Aser? Just because you're going into the bathroom. Mashmah, the only problem is Shema Yafiyah Behem. So they obviously don't agree with this Magen Avraham's approach. Magen Avraham is saying, lahashtim is a kula. They're saying, no, Hadarab. The only problem is Shema Yafiyah Behem. If it wouldn't be for that, there's no problem of going into the bathroom. So they tied a lefara. You see, there's no Isser of Knesa with your tefillin. Okay, there's some who say that's only if it's not Magula. You definitely have to at least cover your tefillin. Rabbi Gon, the Rabbi Sheet is that it's Osir because they have a different Gersa in the Gemara. And their Gersa in the Gemara is Anichnas Lebeit HaKisei, not Kavua, but Tzanua. Anichnas Lebeit HaKisei Tzanua, meaning that it's just a place that has, that you want to urinate, but that it's surrounded by Mechitzas. So, but not that it's really a Beit HaKisei. So in other words, it's usher to go in to something which is already a Beit HaKisei. So you would not be able, according to them. And the Ramah, indeed, Paskin said it's Tov L'Achmir. So it's an Indian not to go in wearing tefillin into the Beit HaKisei. Now the question is, what about if you're not wearing your tefillin, you're holding your tefillin? So there's a general chiddush by the Magen Avraham that is that none of this applies to someone who's home. All this is talking about where there's a problem in taking off your tefillin, where you're b'shamer your tefillin, like we saw the story where we said, look, there were matir already. If they're matir, I'll wear it. You know, so in other words, in a place where, generally speaking, even though in this particular circumstances you have a Talmud with you, you can wash your tefillin, but generally speaking, a person's on the road. He doesn't have to do, what are you going to do? Stop in Howard Johnson's, take off your tefillin and leave them on the towel rack. Right? There's a problem people have with their svarim. Now, if we go into a public bathroom and they're wondering, I'm carrying my Tanakh, my little Tanakh. Where do I put my little Tanakh? They end up leaving it on the towel rack and somebody walks off with the Tanakh. Mamish Kenega, exactly the issue that was here in the Gemara. With you're not supposed to leave your tefillin in a place where someone, a goy, could come and take it or so on and so forth. Right? So they were matir because of the shmirah of tefillin. Times the Magen Avraham, but in the house there's no then of shmirah of the tefillin. Because there's nothing to worry about. You could set it down in the room next to your bathroom. So nowadays that we have bathrooms indoors, rekavua, why would any of this be matir? Mutter. So take off your tefillin and put it down in the room next to the bathroom. There's no problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, many are medayik, the whole sugya that we had about the shmir of your tefillin to keep them under your pillow, or even if your wife is with you, to keep them under your pillow. Lamaitz doesn't say so in the sugya clearly, but it's mizbara later that there's a difference of kis betoch kis and just the kis of the tefillin, right? So we paskin that kis betoch kis is required. The Rambam isn't even mechalik between ishto imo and ishto imo. In other words, he understands that the kis betoch kis is bechlaladin of covet for the tefillin, although we count the pillow as a kis. In other words, if you have your tefillin in a zekel, and you have that zekel under your pillow, so just like we saw before, you can be machas in the tefillin on the amud, which is b'mala mishalish and lata mishalish. So too is the pillow itself considered to be a kisui, but it's only because of kis betoch kis. In any event, So then, kis betol kis, the Mishnah Berurah, because that is matir, kis betol kis, to take it to the bathroom. So there the shaila is, there's some taina, like the Kaf HaChayim is against the Mishnah Berurah's second. That's only said with some with Tzarech. It's not with Tzarech. L'maisa, in a place where you also have the heter of those who hold that our bathrooms are not bathrooms, and their bathrooms are clean, and it's a makom of Tzarech, in which a person is traveling, he's going into a public bathroom. This happens very often. You're in the airport. You need to go to the bathroom in the airport. You're carrying your tefillin. What are you going to do? You leave your tefillin outside and go, I mean, it's very nerve-wracking. You see many people doing it. They'll leave their whole tick because it has a tefillin in it. They'll leave it outside when they go into the bathroom. Lemaisa, there's no need to do such a thing. You should take your carry-on right, with your tefillin in it, because it's kis betoch kis, into a bathroom which bechlal doesn't have a dinim of a bathroom, according to many. There's not even a chumrah not to do such a thing. Goshkin, when you're on the derech, you have a place really in which to be shamarit. So there's no problem.
Isn't it better though, it's like an entry room with the sinks, and if you can leave it there,
isn't it? Okay, but it's not a thing. The Mishnah Berurah's matter is, once it's kispet
of kispet. Even there,
yeah, exactly. By us, it's really a problem because of chayvus chashuv. And you're nervous because somebody may walk off with your tickets. It's not you definitely are still chayish for people stealing it. So again, Alf Kashmira definitely would be mutter under those circumstances.
Stall.
There's no inyan not to bring it into the bathroom with it, right? Even into a stall. And that's one very practical halacha. Now the shaila is, legabe svarim. How about if you're carrying svarim? You say, well, if I can bring in my tefillin, I can bring in my sefer. But in the Gemara, it's the opposite, which is very surprising. The Gemara says that he used to hand us, the sefer bagadata, but he would walk in with the tefillin, because he said, once the ramater, the tefillin, so I'll keep the tefillin to be sherber be in the Beit HaKise. But the sefer, Mashbri couldn't take the sefer in, because there was no after on the sefer, because it wasn't normal necessarily to be walking with a sefer. So indeed, the Meiri learns that way when he's mafarish to Sugya. He says they were only matzah the tefillin. Many of the other mafarshim. That's all kinds of other pshat. The funniest pshat is, sefer is too heavy. I had to give it to somebody. Because the tefillin was not a problem to keep. It's very interesting. There's a very cute, through the generations, cute issues that came up about this. The Radvaz, who was very into the Seder HaMitzvahs, he has his Taimei HaMitzvah Sefer, so he writes that he wrote himself a little book in handwriting of remuzim for all the tired mitzvahs. He could constantly be chazering the mitzvahs. He said, this book, I don't know what beged, he uses an Arabic word, I don't know what it is, but some kind of beged that he was wearing. He said, either I would put it in my turban, I'd keep it in my turban, or in my, it was apparently some kind of inside pocket, and I would go to the bathroom with it, and I wasn't mocked, because it was mechusa.
One time.
Right, lechara. He said, it's in his turban, it's only mechusa one time. And so the din of kis betoch kis then would be miyuchah legabe tefillin. There was an interesting, it's really fascinating. Somebody put out a miniature Tanakh, which at the time was very difficult. You couldn't get thin paper that you could still print on, so there was a problem. So you put a miniature Tanakh that came together with an OED magnifying glass. You know the Oxford English Dictionary that you can't read? You ever see that one? But it's like, no, I haven't. It's incredible. They have the entire Oxford English Dictionary, which is like 25 volumes, in two volumes. But it comes with the magnifying glass, right? Because it's the only way you can read it. So this guy put out a little magnifying glass for the Tanakh. You can read the whole Tanakh. So he had a shaila for the Marsham. Is he allowed to put this out in such a way? He had like a cover that you could pull it out together with a little drawer for the magnifying glass. You would keep it in your pocket. Are people allowed to go into the bathroom with this thing? The Marsham was moderate because he said it's covered. It has that little cover with it. So the whole thing is bad. So all right. And that's, but there was even begetter, it was a kist that was miyuchat for it. Now, the important thing is that it should be mechusa. So the place can really matter even your shirt pocket. As long as it doesn't fall open if you bend over or something like that. It shouldn't be uncovered in the bathroom. But something small is safer and so on if it's covered inside your teeth. Makar is mutter. And again, people are very, very makbid, but there doesn't seem to be any real reason to be matter.
Is there a plastic cover or an opaque cover?
No, because it's kisui it? Here. It's not erva.
Okay, see
it's kisui. It says it's basha sheet.
Shashit.
There's no Indian of the film. There's no temptation to put it on in the bathroom or the safer. You know, I'd be sitting there.
By the way, don't forget that the chumrah of the safer was, we learned with safer Torah, or Tosis learned chumashin. That's got to be that chumrah of safer Torah. Here we're talking about safer dagadata, which is or even a Tanakh, which isn't written on cloth, like Tosis was talking about, would be the equivalent. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Yeah, consider. Nafkamina is if there's shemesh Hashem. This idea that should be some tiny, it should be kis betoch kis, and if it has shemesh Hashem in it.
Okay.
As opposed to Radvaz's remuzin for the time of mitzvahs. So a siddur would have the shemesh Hashem. And there's another element that needs to be taken into consideration, whether there's any kedusha on shemesh Hashem that are printed, which is nogea also the shaila of disposing of them, which is a big question. Lamais, the post can end up being makbid on it and view it as shemes in terms of ta'unim geniza. But there are a lot of shitas that hold it. Something that is maisa kaif the alma, which a machine is printing up the shemes Hashem, you don't have any kedushas Hashem in it at all, despite the fact that the Adam set up the tfus originally. No, I'm sorry, I kept interrupting.
Yeah, okay. I'm just trying to understand why people would make or fulfill it. And then the human being, if a reason could be that you might be tempted to open up and read, that might have to be shacked to having a see-through covering.
No, but you don't find a gezerah on this issue. We don't make gezerahs on our own. Okay, anyway, shalolot siyatan yarekam. Gagud and shem.